It is time for us to turn once again to our stalwart reporter, Ruth Epstein from the Republican American. Good morning, Ruth.
Well, I've been called lots of things. I don't know about stalwart, but
oh, stalwart's a compliment.
That's right.
Oh, I know,
yes.
I know. I just
reliable stalwart, especially in this time where people don't use their eyeballs as much as they could, perhaps?
Of course, so most young people probably think stalwart means you put things off and you're old-fashioned.
or you have some sort of area that has warts on it.
Exactly. Right. I was thinking it would be a Harry Potter character.
Oh, Hogwarts.
Or Broomhilda.
Anyway, how are you guys this morning?
Good. Preparing for a very busy week.
Yes, it's our favorite week, first of the month. So we have the marathon tonight. Salisbury Board of Selectmen, followed by Region 1 Board of Ed, and of course over in Canaan, the selectmen are also meeting, and I'm sure there are other things on your calendar.
Salisbury Board of Finance tonight is meeting at 6:30.
Oh.
They're meeting tonight, the Conservation Inland Wetlands Committee meeting at 6:30 in Salisbury. But of course, like you said, North Canaan, the Board of Selectmen meeting there. But it doesn't stop there, because if you go to tomorrow, you've got the Historic District Commission meeting at 9 o'clock in the morning in Salisbury. You've got the Housing Authority in Sharon at 5:30. Canaan Board of Education.
Really?
Yeah. I've got something here. Yeah, Tuesday, April 2nd, 6 o'clock. Not the Canaan. That's the Falls Village Board of Education.
Falls Village Board of Ed and Cornwall Selectmen meet tomorrow night as well.
And the Sharon Board of Finance also have a special meeting on Tuesday at 7
o'clock. It's impossible. Are you going to have people out there?
We are. Four camera people that are going to be
there.
Which hopefully to cover the right things. Right.
Yeah, make them.
But also, I want to mention this week is the week where there's a spring cleanup in Sharon.
Oh.
It starts today. The trails. The Good Buddy Preserve is today. Tomorrow is the Mary Moore Preserve. On Wednesday, the Hamlin Preserve. On Thursday, Sharon Mountain Preserve, where Sharon Land Trust asked people to get out there and help them, and they clean the trails.
Oh, that's great. That's terrific. Once the snow melts, you do get to see some debris, so it's nice to get out there and clean up.
And if you like spaghetti, the Sharon Center School 8th grade is hosting the spaghetti dinner on Saturday.
Spaghetti dinner, yep. That's for the 8th grade to go to Washington. And I'm sure there are other things intertwined here that, once again, will come up when we least expect it.
You know, I got a press release, and I forgot all about this. The Pat Pallone Chamber of Commerce Scholarship in Falls Village is up. Northwest Connecticut Chamber of Commerce is where you can find out more about that.
So we had sort of a busy week, even though it was the last week of the month. Again, we're facing all kinds of budgets. We're still working on getting some more out there, but some are real high, like Falls Village is getting hit really bad this year because of enrollment at the high school and the grade school. And Sharon, we did a story, their numbers are dwindling, so their budget numbers aren't looking too bad. But we have next week the hearing on the Region 1 budget. So people really need to put that on the calendar April 4th. Get out there to the high school and express your concerns or your praise for the 2019-20 proposed budget plan.
And that plan is, it's interesting. I think it shows that it's staying pretty much flat.
Yeah.
But I think you could take a look, folks, at that money that is being transferred out of other places in the budget into the central office budget. That's the stickler that parents are talking about. And if you watch that CABE meeting, I don't know if you watched that CABE meeting that was held, the CABE is, to me, a pretty destructive force. They really teach administrators, in my opinion, how to hide and move things around. I'm very surprised about CABE being like that.
It's become more a real lobbyist, I think, as the years have gone on, seems to me. Interesting.
More divisive?
What it does, it adds to the us against them mentality.
Yeah. And my thing, again, as a journalist, is the transparency.
Yeah.
And I don't think that is always there when needed. And I think the public really needs to be kept aware of what is happening, and that's not always the case, I think. And that's what, as we know in the past, that has caused rifts, because they feel things are going on behind closed doors, and they're not quite aware, and yet it's taxpayers' money. So I think there was a good meeting at the ABC this week, the all-boards committee meeting, where they discussed the FOI concerns, and a couple of the members talked about the high cost of legal fees for those complaints and FOI requests. It was an interesting conversation. And then there was talk about the salary for the contract negotiations for the superintendent. And, you know, who really has the authority? Well, it's been given to the ABC committee, but the ABC committee hasn't negotiated anything yet. And yet it's in the budget. And so there were concerns raised by a member on that front. So once again, I think it's important that during that meeting, Doug Cahill from Sharon said, you know, it's very important that people feel they know what's going on. It's important for relationships, and that board, the Sharon board, just as we know, went through a grievance, and the board lost, the teachers won, and Doug Cahill said throughout, we have so much a better relationship now with the teachers because of all that. So I think they really need to be cognizant of their relationships, not only with teachers, between teachers and boards, but boards and the public.
You know, it was an interesting thing. The teachers really responded to an overreach by the superintendent.
Yes.
And they were successful.
And they were successful. That had to do with conferences and times you have to be at school. Yeah.
But the key is communication. And
absolutely.
It just seems as though it's a little light.
You know, the Region 1 board had talked about the need for open communication. They even formed a communications board committee. I still think it's very hard to get through.
All right. So, hey, guess what's coming up this weekend?
What's coming up this weekend?
The Spring Splash to benefit the FFA and at Lakeville Lake.
It is?
Yes.
Oh, my goodness. Is that Sunday?
I'm not sure what day. I know it's this weekend.
Oh, I didn't know that. I hadn't heard.
It's going to be
warm back.
Well, get your bathing suit on, Marshall.
No, I don't think so. I never, ever participated in things like that.
No.
You're not a penguin plunger.
I like to go into a pool that's about 75 degrees.
Yeah. Or a hot tub. That's
I remember the first time I had the opportunity to, because the Atlantic was always very cold, and I stood there with my arms going, I don't know what's wrong with you people. And we once went down to Jamaica, and it's like, well, try this. No. And walking in, it was just wonderful.
Yeah.
All right.
I just wanted to say there was a great cemetery talk tour this weekend in Sharon by the Historical Society. And then there was the reception at the brewery for Brian Oler to thank him for his service. So,
and by the way, the Interlaken this weekend,
yes,
once again, was packed to the gills for their fundraising for when they have these brunches to benefit. It was, and you knew this was going to happen. It was for the Salisbury Visiting Nurse Association,
has a new director.
Well, yeah, who's the new director now?
Nancy Deming.
I just
interviewed her this week.
In Salisbury, right?
Yeah. Yes, Donna DiMartino was the interim for a while after Michelle Kearns resigned, and so they just named one. And
yeah, many times Donna's retired.
Donna never will retire. She will be back. She will be back.
Yeah, the Spring Splash is on Sunday.
Ah,
it is.
Glad you
told
me.
At the Town Grove in Lakeville. Yep.
Okay.
Once again.
Very good.
It starts. The registration begins at noontime.
And I like watching it from the shore.
I don't know why.
Yeah.
You know what? I don't even like watching from the shore because it's just I can't imagine.
Yeah.
When it's 55 degrees outside and you're getting into water that's around 32, 33.
Well, at least the ice is out. Don Malin, the official observer, gave us the word. The ice is officially out of the lake, so they won't have to be crunching and sawing into the ice to get in there as they have in years past, which was just brutal, just brutal.
All right.
So another busy week, and we're on our way.
All right, put your roller skates on.
There we go.
Okay, Ruth.
Okay, guys.
Take care.
Ruth
Epstein from the Republican American with the Republican American Report here on Robin Hood Radio. You can find all her stories in the newspaper or online at rap-am.com.